Welcome to the Daily Financial Services News Wrap. I'm your host, Paige Estratore, bringing you the latest market updates and analyses on behalf of Financial Services Online, your one-stop solution for insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management. Today, Saturday, May 17, 2025, we delve into resonating news developments within Australia's economic landscape and what these could mean for consumers and businesses. First off, let's delve into the sobering report from the Australian Bureau of Statistics. We've seen a decline in Australia's real per capita household disposable income by 8% since mid-2022. This decline, the largest of its kind in the developed world, signals potential economic dilemmas on our doorstep, including low productivity growth and reduced trade returns. These factors, in turn, have significant effects on household spending, a key driver of economic growth. Let's be clear, this development could hit business demand, particularly in retail and service sectors. A clarion call resonates for policymakers to put their minds together to stimulate growth and enhance Australia's competitiveness on the global stage. In stark contrast, it appears as if the housing market is marching to a different drum. The industry has hit an all-time high of a whopping $11.3 trillion in value as of last month, largely driven by soaring property prices. According to Cotality, the average home price is a staggering $1 million, with over a third of homes nationwide crossing this threshold. While this may be good news for homeowners, it poses serious challenges for potential buyers and renters. Soaring costs associated with homeownership paint a clear picture of the affordability crisis. As the situation continues to evolve, policymakers are keen to intervene. We should expect to see more strategic urban planning and investments in affordable housing in an attempt to stabilize this rapidly overheating market. Over to the virtual coin bins of the cryptocurrency world. Bitcoin is sparking investor interest, with predictions by Global X's Justin Lin indicating the potential for an unprecedented surge, possibly reaching the $200,000 mark by year's end. The inflow of $2.9 billion in Bitcoin ETFs last month, spurred by positive market sentiment, paints a confident investor landscape. However, Lin offered cautionary advice as well. Inconsistent global regulations could be a stumbling block for digital currencies and contribute to market volatility. Lastly, a quick touch on the insurance industry, where Asgard, Westpac's investment platform, recently announced sizable upticks in insurance premiums ranging between 0.7% to 94.6%. This trend is due to rising claims and operational costs, and will undoubtedly put a strain on holders of Asgard personal protection packages come July. As we approach the announcement, shedding light on these changes and managing new premiums, Asgard's move could very well create a ripple in the financial pond affecting other institutions within the sector. That wraps our news for today. For more detailed news and services, visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au. I'm Paige Estratore. Until next time, stay informed and financially savvy.